And the spoken word, reverse it if it's off, put it off. David did, and he defeated the giant. We are still wearing this flesh. We are subject to make mistakes. But we don't maintain mistakes. We put them off. Don't fear. If you fear, you face defeat, like Saul and his army. We must not fear. We must stand our ground. We must face it. Genesis chapter 32, verse 7. Then Jacob was greatly afraid and distressed. He feared his brother Esau, for he had cheated him. He had taken his birthright. Now he was going back to face him. So he divided his land, he divided his things, he divided the people, and he was left alone. When he was left alone, he met with a man, not just a mere man, he met with the angel of the Lord, and he wrestled with him. When the angel saw that he could not prevail, he said, "Let me go." But Jacob said, "I will not let you go until you bless me." He could not say to a man, "Bless me." He knew he was fighting the supernatural. Amen. So don't fear. Jacob did not fear now. When he was not fearing, he prevailed. He prevailed his nature. He received a change of name. He also prevailed Esau, whom he feared. When they met, they were now real brothers. Amen. So don't fear. I'm saying let's not fear to face this. Amen. Judges chapter 15, verse 15. We find here Samson. He was faced with 1,000 of Philistines, but he had nothing in his hands. When he looked down, he saw a jawbone of an ass, and Samson picks that, and he fought on, and he kills 1,000 of Philistines. Amen. Don't fear. You will be able to kill 1,000 of demons if you hold on to this word, if you hold on to the spoken word, what our prophet taught us, what he preached, what he was told by God to preach to us, to his bride. Let's not fear. Let's not fear to mention the prophet to the people. Brother Branham was our prophet. He was the prophet of the age, like John Wesley was the prophet to the Philadelphian church age. Don't fear. Amen. He was told to store up the food for the children. And the food lays in the spoken word and tapes. Let us take the spoken word and read them and listen to the tapes. Let's encourage the church, brothers and sisters. The only way we can maintain to be the bride of Christ, we maintain it by following what our prophet taught, what he said to us, what he said us to do and not to do. He was taking it from the word of God. He was not taking it from America. He was taking it from the word of God. So let's follow what the prophet taught. Amen. That's the advice that will make us real Christians, that will make us be filled with the Spirit from on high. Amen. Brethren, let's not fear. Let's stand our ground as message believers. Let's not back down. Let's not go down to Pentecostalism. They have failed. They have brought in the world. We should not go back to those things. We should not let the church, amen, put on worldly things. Let's not do that, brethren. Let's teach what the Bible says. Let's follow what the Bible says. Don't bring in the world in church, brethren. Don't fear. Don't fear sickness. Don't fear death. Don't fear poverty. Amen. That's what we should do. We should not fear. 2 Corinthians says, Christ, amen, he was poor for us to be rich. So we should not fear. Everything was done for us by Christ. But we must follow. We must show that. We must appreciate what Christ did for us by following the word of God. So don't fear to follow the word. The Pharisees feared to follow the word, so they could not accept Christ. That's what the church world is doing today. So we must not take after the church world. We must follow the Bible as it is. We must not add to it or take away from it. We must follow the word. Without the word, there is no rapture. So don't fear, brethren. May God richly bless you for this short encouragement. I thank you, brethren, for listening to this short sermon. May God richly bless you.